Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I will be grateful and glad within it. Just had a great walk this morning. We got out early. Got started my walk at like 3:45. And occurs to me, God's in charge. And I know times are challenging. I mean, challenging beyond belief. Watching our world, and particularly Washington State, being just utterly captured by misinformation, disinformation, propaganda. It is astonishing. There are in our country, and my friend Justin Hart, we've got to get him on the show. Justin is a data analyst, former political guy, and his whole skill in politics was he was the guy who would find the nuggets in the data. He could look at data and see things other people can't see. He's just that way. He's put together some infographics I've been sharing. One of them is just astonishing. If you wonder why there are masked zealots, and you wonder how Jay Inslee away with this absolutely demonstrably medically useless lockdown, medically useless, probably I stand by this, and we're going to talk later in the show about the COVID lies. In fact, next segment. It is very possible, very likely, that Jay Inslee's lockdown has taken more lives than the COVID. Very, very, very likely. How's he getting away with this? There are 30% of people right now, 30%, believe that 9% of Americans have died from the COVID. Let's do the math real quick. That would be 30 million people. That's how they're getting away with this. This is why I am so hard on the Seattle Media 5. The Seattle Times is a lost cause. I have asked three times, and I'm not kidding with this. I am not trying to be provocative. I've asked the Seattle Times if they are taking a rake, a percentage on this useless vaccine that's going to be shoved down upon us. And the masks, in my opinion, great trial run. Hey, all the studies in the world, there are no studies that show the masks can stop the COVID. Forget this guy with a blowtorch in his backyard. I debunked that yesterday. There are no clinically controlled trials, randomized trials that show that they work at all. It's a great trial one to have people take a vaccine that 99.74% of us don't need. Okay? So the big lie is that people with the Seattle Times and King and Como News and Q13 and Chiral 7's refusal to put context, simple context, around the story of the COVID has led people to believe that 30 million Americans have died. Now, if you were facing a condition where you walk into a QFC and 1 in 10 people in the grocery store line is going to die from the COVID, you'd be freaked out as well. And that's what we're dealing with in this region. It is so unbelievably irresponsible, and it drives me crazy that they're willing to do this. Cases, cases, cases. Now they're trying to merchandise once again the fiction that kids are at deep risk from this. Yahoo News is all over this. We'll get into that.
This city is under a lot of duress right now.
I don't know. We could have a summer of love.
I do see some...
We did take cover. We did take cover, and we defended ourselves.
Sorry, I ran out of bullets.
That was the night that young man was murdered in Antifa stand. A question for you: how does this all go back into the bottle? Last night, I had a conversation with two law enforcement officers whose homes have had visits from the mob. And so did the home of Carmen Best. If you haven't yet liked on Facebook the Linwood Times, please go like the Linwood Times. It's a startup free community newspaper that has told the truth about the COVID. It told the truth about the COVID so much that Twitter started marking their stories. Facebook started marking their stories. They're telling the truth about how neighbors around a, Carmen Best has been careful with the language here, and I don't blame her, a residence she owns, that the mob went to this residence of hers, and her neighbors apparently blocked off the street and didn't allow the mob to leave so that the police could get there. Now, it wasn't the Seattle police. It was in a region outside of Seattle. And I don't want to make it easy for the mob to go find her. They already know where she is, but I'm not going to add to that. Seattle Times didn't talk about that much today. I couldn't find it. Some of the other Seattle Media 5 did talk about it to their credit. They talked about it. I talked to two cop families, one an officer, one the wife of a cop, this weekend. They've also had visits from these creeps. And the creeps who are choosing these homes, there's this handing these people matches and gasoline technique. It's old-time Marxism. What you're saying is your silence is not enough. Your job never ends. You're a cop. Your job never ends. We're coming to your home. One of the comments, and I do not want to see this, that I will tell you one of the comments, and I hope that these young kids who've been hypnotized into believing they're on the side of right when they are fighting for the most repressive and violent ideology in history, Marxism. I hope they wake up before they face this reality. This is last night talking with a law enforcement friend. Quote from a text message to me. I know these little boys have played at war. They threaten my family on my property with any weapon. They'll learn all about war. The last thing these kids, and 99% of them are white little kids in adult bodies, the last thing you want to do is step foot on that man's property and harass his kids. In the area around Chief Best's residence, the mob was asking little kids where they went to school. I will tell you, personally, having had at one point a visit from the mob, talk about my kid. You're going on a list. You talk to my kid? That's a whole different list. And I'm not my buddy, who's a combat vet and has skills I'll never have. The so-called leadership in this area had better get something straight. The people who have hypnotized these little children in adult bodies into believing that America is a radically racist nation, which is a deep, deep-seated lie. Just go examine the incomes of Americans. Whites, so-called white Americans, are on the bottom. Happens to be right now Eastern Indians are on the top. And there's a whole bunch of people from African countries, and you would assume that they are African Americans, being from African countries, ahead of white Americans. You, the leadership who have paid to hypnotize these kids, and the so-called leaders in this area, you better understand something. They want war. They want violence. They want one of these cops to lose their temper and pop off. My buddy won't lose his temper. That's the thing that these little kids don't understand. He's not going to pop off. He's not going to freak out. He's not going to lose his temper. You step on his property and you threaten his kids with any weapon, it's not happening there. You'll never be found. This is not what we want in our region. It is not what my faith wants. It is what is being brought to us. Our enemies are not the little children in adult bodies. They're just, they're owned. They're automatons. They're robots. Our enemies are the people who are paying for this. And sometime, somewhere, we had better get to why Smack Daddy Dow Constantine wants this for our region. What's the motive? Power? What about heroin Dan Satterberg, who used to be a prosecutor? What's the motive, Dan? That's a beautiful, beautiful new home you guys bought. I know your wife's at Microsoft. Perhaps she paid for that. Perhaps not. We had better get to what the motive is. Because it can't be logic. It can't be. No one can believe. No one. Except automatons and robots who've been programmed. No one can believe doing away with the entire police force makes anybody safe. It is impossible to believe that unless you have been brainwashed or bought off, or you want a Marxist revolution. And that case, you know it won't make people safe. You know it will be the opposite. This is a guy who was arrested during the pro-police rally that I thank people for holding. They did it the right way. It was peaceful. The Seattle police did an incredible job of keeping some wannabe thugs away from the speakers. You'll hear in the background the speeches of Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King. I should say the Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King. The agitators, the leftists played this, and they're not aware of the irony. Dr. King said, judge people by the content of their character. So this guy's getting arrested.
You want to go to jail? I asked Kitty Davis Court. Do you want to go to jail? Okay, if you're arresting me based on my opinion, it's
under arrest.
My name is Bennett Hazleton. I'm on
Hazleton. So Bennett Hazleton, does that sound trust fundy to you? It does to me too. Thanks for asking. He says his name is Bennett Hazleton, says he's being arrested for his opinion. No, he's not. Nope, Bennett, that's not why. Bennett Hazleton, you were arrested because you, Bennett Hazleton, decided to interrupt the freedom of other people speaking, Bennett Hazleton. Bennett Hazleton, that's why you were arrested, Bennett Hazleton. I went and looked for a Bennett Hazleton in Seattle. And I found a Bennett Hazleton in Seattle. And this Bennett Hazleton looks a lot like the Bennett Hazleton who was arrested. In fact, they look like twin Bennett Hazletons. And I think this is the same Bennett Hazleton who was arrested. He was giving a sort of TEDx speech. Oh, the topic?
And so this whole industry has sprung up around making software for people in those countries to use to get around their internet blockers. And that's actually what I do for a living. So if you've heard... Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Bennett Hazleton, who looks a lot like the Bennett Hazleton who was interrupting other people's free speech, standing with Marxists who abhor free speech, who hate freedom of speech, in fact, who want to force you to say things. Silence is violence, right, Bennett Hazleton? He's talking there about China. Making software to help people in China get around the internet blockades in China. And Bennett Hazleton, who looks a lot like the Bennett Hazleton who was arrested, was standing with people who are Marxists, who do not want you to have free speech in the United States of America. In my judgment, that's a hypnotized little dude. And I'd welcome on the show. I tried to reach out to him, but his Twitter has been shut down. And that Twitter looked to be a lot like that Bennett Hazleton who wanted everybody to know he's Bennett Hazleton. Brandi Cruz, Q13, has been a standout. Look, I admit it. I'm friends with Brandi. And she's been a standout. And frankly, Q13 Fox has been a standout in terms of reporting on the riots. They've been terrific. They've been balanced. They've been outstanding. Simone Delorazio has been outstanding. Sometimes I've had to remind her, hey, that's not a protester, that's a rioter. She's been terrific. Brandy talked to the wives of three cops, three wives, three cops on 213's The Divide this weekend. Great, great work. Always great work from Brandy. Sometimes The Divide bothers me. Sometimes I really agree with what I hear.
Well, we're scared. We're afraid because several people end up on watch lists. We've received reports that police officers' homes are being threatened and being put on Facebook and social media, and people are being encouraged to come and burn them down. And mm-hmm. So there's just been a lot of threats going on out there towards mm-hmm. officers' families.
And you have kids.
And we have kids, mm-hmm. so we have to protect them.
When you want to show support for your spouse and what they do, but then you become a target yourself, and I have three kids, so it's trying not to let them know what's going on and stay calm on the surface when inside it's not the same. But really, it's hard when you're going to be a target.
Brandy Cruz, Q13, The Divide. We'll put it on the social media. Talk to the wives of three cops. How do you put this all back in the bottle? How do you stomp down on this and put the genie back inside the little bottle? These people have been allowed to run loose. They've been allowed to act with chaos. They've been allowed to go threaten cops, to threaten Carmen Best. They've been allowed to go threaten office holders who, frankly, I have zero, not a drop of sympathy for Tammy Morales or the other so-called city council members who've had visits from the mob. I want it to stop. Obviously, I don't stand with the tactic. But I have zero sympathy for anyone on the city council. Even the two members who didn't vote to defund the police, I have no sympathy for you because you are not screaming at the top of your lungs, stop this. You're not screaming at the top of your lungs. These people are crazy people. I think of Alex Peterson, I think his name on the Santa City Council. He needs to stand up and say, Shama Sawant is proposing madness. Now, I know for a fact Shama is not nuts. I said 6 years ago, everybody laughed at me. I said, Shama Sawant's the most talented and most dangerous office holder in Washington State. And everybody laughed at me. Todd, she's just a kook. She's just a kook. She's just going to disappear. And people said she'll never be governor. She'll never have a position of power. She owns Seattle. Shama Sawant owns it because she has a mob at her behest. She is constantly pushing the envelope, constantly publishing grievances. She has imported people into her district. That's why I gave her the name. And listen, I understand. I do understand why people find this name offensive. The Bhagwan Shrill Sawant. People have said that's a racist name. She's Eastern Indian. In fact, I've stopped using it. And I'll tell you why. Because I want to emphasize the policies. I used that nickname for her because it was after the Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, who brought people into Oregon to take over the state. And it just about worked. He took over a city. He owned a city. Owned it, owned the police force. He just about took over the county. He was very near. If he took over the county, he could have taken over the state of Oregon by importing, literally importing homeless people into his camp in Oregon. Incredible story. So over the weekend, a bunch of patriots got together and they did hold a rally to support the police. And I found it so deliciously ironic. You'll hear the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King speaking in the background. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was a Christian man, obviously reverend, was a Christian man. He had no bones about communicating his Christianity, his respect for the God Almighty. And they played him in the background. The leftists who want God stricken from the public square. It was Martin Luther King who said, judge people by the content of their character. The Marxists want the opposite. They literally want to judge people by the color of their skin, except they don't. This is such a dodge. Susan Rosenberg, who runs the fundraising for Black Lives Matter, she doesn't give a whit about Black Lives. Not a whit. She cares about a Marxist revolution. Black Lives Matter Incorporated, the founders, the trained Marxists, they care about their Black Lives. It's evident as the day is long. They don't care about Black Lives in general. Black Lives are a convenience to push a Marxist ideology. This is hilarious. Unintentionally hilarious. There's a guy at the protest, and he's a big dude, overweight guy. And this matters because he made himself a blockade. He stood in the gate area of where people were wanting to go in and actually participate in supporting the police. Before doing that, he yelled in a megaphone, listen to this.
I'm in the top 99th percentile of intelligent people on this planet.
I'm in the top 99th. Think about this. I'm in the top 99 percentile of the intelligent people on the planet. The top 99%? So the bottom 99%. I don't even think you're there. But I love that. That's got to go into Seattle Spirit. Not everyone will go full woke. A young man who plays for the Orlando Magic. His name is Jonathan Isaac. Number 22 on the Orlando Magic. Young black man. Decided to not kneel for the national anthem.
Black Lives, that it made me support Black Lives or not. I believe that for myself, my life has been supported through the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that everyone is made in the image of God, and that we all foreshadow God's glory, and that each and every one of us, each and every day, do things that we shouldn't do. We say things that we shouldn't say. We hate and we dislike people that we shouldn't hate and dislike. And sometimes it gets into a point where we point fingers about whose evil is worse. And sometimes it comes down to simply whose evil is most visible. So I felt like I wanted to just take a stand on it. I feel like we all make mistakes, but I think that the gospel of Jesus Christ is that there's grace for us and that Jesus came and died for our sins. And that if we all will come to an understanding of that and understand that God wants to have a relationship with us.
It's some reporter. Had the audacity to ask that young black man, well, but the Black Lives Matter? Astonishing. Oh, yeah. Jonathan Isaac's answer was, of course. That is a man of some incredible dignity. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. Appreciate you very much. Coming up, Josh Freed joins us next hour. Get your ballots in. You must do this. I went through an analysis this weekend of the Republican candidates, and I put that up on Facebook. I prefer that you read it because I put a lot of thought into it about who I think has the best shot to defeat Jay Inslee. It goes this way. Who is truly conservative? Who can defeat Jay Inslee? Who can successfully govern in this state? Those are the three things I looked at. And I went through a ranking on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Todd Herman Show. You can see where I landed. No matter who you're voting for in this primary, and I continue to see that Lauren Culp is hugely, hugely popular with my radio family, and I really like Lauren. I have deep concerns about him being able to defeat Jay Inslee because of the disgusting ads that they will run about this man, Culp. Okay? Go see the rankings. Josh Freed joins us coming up this hour, and I will go through, I'll mention to him my rankings. Okay? He's joining us next hour. Get your ballot into a lockbox. Please don't mail it. Please take it to a lockbox. In my judgment, you should take it to a lockbox in a liberal neighborhood. Seriously. Because I think it's less likely to be thrown away. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that the left is going to cheat in terms of mail-in voting. It's an open door. And look, I love Kim Wyman. She's a nice person. She's an honest person. She is an honest person. I disagree with her entirely in terms of the security of mail-in voting. It's a joke. Would you hand someone your paycheck that you didn't know? No. Why would you hand someone you don't know your vote in this country that is going through a cold civil war? right? It's bad enough that you have to put it into a lockbox. I prefer voting in person, and I wish that happened all over the place. So no matter who you're backing in this election, do that. And then let's also just agree that we're going to come behind our candidate because, my goodness, this state, listen, flat out, Washington State cannot survive a Jay Inslee. Washington State will become one big, huge Detroit. And yes, my friends in Spokane and the Tri-Cities who listen to the show, thank you for that. Yeah, you too. Yes, you will be drugged down into the muck. Yeah, I'd love to see Washington State split up into two states, frankly. I'd love it. It's not going to happen. So please keep that in mind. It is an astonishing thing for me to have to correct the lies around COVID-19. 6 months ago, I didn't know anything about viruses. Right now, it frightens me to death to know that I know more about the COVID than many people in healthcare. That I know more about the death rates. I know more about the seasonality. I know more about the populations who are affected. I know more about the counting methodologies and how we end up with people believing that there are your neighbors. 30% of Americans believe 9% of people have died from the COVID. That would mean 30 million dead Americans. They believe that. That's how you have people being mask zealots. It is astonishing the amount of disinformation being pushed out. There's something deeply wrong. Something so wrong to the very core of all this with the series of lies that are being told. Let's begin here. There's something going on with the director of the CDC. This is really interesting. He's still going along with the mask pretense. He still seems to want to pretend that the disease, the virus, can be eradicated through human means. It can't. From the 1920s, in the experience with the Spanish flu, we learned it's herd immunity. Back then, you could be shot. Legally shot for leaving your house or not wearing a piece of fabric over your face. The lead doctor in that case wrote an apology to America saying none of that worked. We've known this for years. When I say something's going on, last week the director of the CDC broke with the left and the statists and said, hey, kids are not at risk. Open the schools. This week, the director of the CDC admits there are perverse incentives to falsely count COVID
deaths. With regards to the sort of perverse incentive for the medical folks to claim that somebody died of COVID versus if it's an automobile accident, for instance, as long as you have COVID in your system, you get to claim it as a COVID death, in which means you get to get more money as the attending physician, hospital, whatever. And he acknowledges that the statistics he's getting from the states are overinflated. We found that the governor of Colorado, who is a Democrat, actually did a research on this and found he had to get rid of 12% of the deaths that were recorded in state.
Washington State got rid of 13% of the deaths, and it's worse than this. Over the weekend, Alex Berenson, Kyle Lamb, ethical skeptic, all of them trustworthy data analysts. Andrew Boston, Dr. Boston, all of them once again dug into the data. Once again, Andrew Boston has focused on Florida. Their data stacking still. The Atlantic's COVID tracking project is pretending 60% more people died from the COVID than did on a day. They're death harvesting. Ethical Skeptic has gone through and looked in detail at the numbers. They're death harvesting. They're going back months and reclassifying deaths as from the COVID. Mind you, there doesn't need to be an autopsy. if you think, if a doctor thinks someone died from the COVID, you can now call it the COVID. You know that we had State Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen on this program. He's being investigated because he said, no, I'm not going to classify something that's not a COVID death as from the COVID. Not going to do that. They're death harvesting. The reason that Ethical Skeptic, who is a data analyst, former Navy data analyst, Naval Intelligence, the reason is because they put out a number saying, if we don't do more shutdowns, we're going to see 3,000 deaths. We're after this 3,000 per month number. So they reclassify the deaths. Something is deeply, deeply wrong when they're doing that. When 30% of Americans believe that 9% of this country are dead because of the COVID, and Tony Fauci won't correct that? The Seattle Media 5 will not correct that? There's something deeply wrong here, guys. The perverse incentives. Getting paid 2 to 3 times as much if you call someone a COVID patient. So someone comes in with a sprained ankle, young person. You convince them to get that 12-foot Q-tip shoved up their beak for whatever reason. Comes back COVID positive. Oh, good. Now, for putting ice on a sprained ankle, we'll put you in the hospital for 24 hours. We'll get a whole bunch of money. Alex Berenson on Twitter calls Fauci, who I call Fauci, the Fauch, says, he calls him Dr. Chin Mask. He says, what is Dr. Chin Mask talking about?
If you look at what happened in Europe when they shut down or locked down or went to shelter in place, however you want to describe it, they really did it to the tune of about 95%+ of the country did that. When you actually look at what we did, even though we shut down, even though it created a great deal of difficulty, we really functionally shut down only about 50% in the sense of the totality of the country, which means.
So Chin Mask here is talking about, why do we have more cases? Except he's lying. Our shutdown, U.S. and Europe, had remarkably similar lockdowns. German and U.S. mobility changes, this is Alex Berenson on Twitter, are indistinguishable from Apple. Okay, so Apple does mobility studies. Where are people moving about? Side by side, and he runs the charts. We moved around in the same way. The same way. Fauci is lying about this. Our lockdowns were similar. The reason there are more cases is because the CDC has changed the definition of what a case means. If you have bad shrimp and ended up with a headache and a fever, even if you didn't take your temperature, and you talk to a public health official, you can be a presumed case of the COVID and rolled into actual cases. There's much more to the COVID lies. We'll continue on that topic when we come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTZ. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. Coming up, Josh Fried, candidate for governor, joins us on the Todd Herman Show. So we've been talking about some of the candidates. I want to just point out again in this effort that we absolutely must unseat Jay Inslee. He has no intention of lifting lockdown conditions in the state, none. And we were just talking about the fact of some of the lies, the COVID. We didn't get to finish this last segment. I'm looking at a document, a submitted clinical trial to the government on how they're going to sell us a vaccine. I have never in my life been anti-vaccine, ever. Now, I have learned so much about the pharmaceutical industry, big pharma. And again, look, I just want to be so clear in this. I don't judge anybody for working for pharmaceutical companies. My sister does. My sister would give me both her kidneys. She is an unbelievably caring human being. Unbelievably so. Patient and caring. I don't deserve a thing in terms of love from her. I was such a bad brother until I matured. And I became a pretty good brother. And I think that we have a very good relationship. She works in pharma. And she saves lives. And there are some terrifically bad pharmaceutical companies. And here's where my mind has gotten changed. And by the way, this is why I am so set on refusal to wear the woke mask. It's because the scientific process, when correctly applied vigorously, as is the case with the CDC meta-analysis of 8 clinically controlled, randomized controlled trials around masks, it showed they don't work. It looked at people in homes. It looked at people in work-like settings. It looked at people outside. It looked at this, I love this, you know, the travel to Mecca. In each case, someone had lab-confirmed influenza. Every single time they had blind groups, control groups, etc., all 8 of those studies showed the masks did not stop the flow of influenza. The top, in Switzerland, they were blaming bars and such for the transfer of the virus in Switzerland. Factually, what they've learned, the majority of transfers came in homes, and people aren't going to wear masks in homes. It's just not. I see that the CDC step away from that scientific process and pretend masks work when 5 months ago, the World Health Organization was saying they weren't. I said, that's weird. Then I hear this. This document on how to sell this vaccine to you. There's a guilt group. There is a group where they're going to tell you, oh, well, the pandemic has taken away your economic freedom. The only way to get it back is the vaccine. And, oh, well, you're being selfish because you have work. That we'll go through this tomorrow. When I watched pharmaceutical companies buy your children, buy them by going into the schools and paying to convince kids that they are not a boy, but they're a girl. They're buying your kids. So they can get them hooked on massive doses of testosterone and estrogen for the rest of their lives. You think they wouldn't try to buy all of us to normalize us getting shot up with something that 99.74% of us don't need? I'm sorry. There is something deeply wrong. That's why I'm against the woke mask. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.